Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
And welcome back, everybody, as we're live here at Dolphins training camp for the 9 o'clock hour of the Miami Dolphins, just going through individual drills. And no, if you're wondering, Jay Cutler is not here right now, as he is due in, could be in right now. And then a lot of work to be done, as he's got to get a complete physical off of hand, shoulder, and everything else that he's had problems with through the years, missed most of last season. What are you playing, four or five games a year?
Five games last year, yeah. By the way, Dowdy's still wearing number six, so you know nothing's official yet on the field. Because you know when Cutler comes out here, he'll be wearing six.
He wants that number, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a watch or a check.
He'll go, when? I don't even know if they have to do that. It'll be like, here, it's yours. I'll catch you for dinner one
most,
night.
Most of the media guys have already run out. Can't be official yet if Dowdy's still wearing six out there.
Yeah.
When Dowdy would have come out today in nine or eight, or not eight, but that's not more, but like two, whatever it is, then you know maybe we're closer to the official.
Yeah, Dowdy's days are probably
over as number six, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to have to get one of the other very popular quarterback numbers, although two of them are pretty much retired.
You can't do 13.
12 is the first one.
Can't do 12.
12 and 13 are history.
And you're not going to steal Jim Jensen's number, right? You're not going to give him 11.
No, man, you can't, Jim. You can't have 12.
By the way, Cam Wake, Laremy Tunsil, and Dominican Sue William Hayes not spotted yet today at practice. And Mike Pouncey's doing individual drills, but nothing
okay.
crazy.
That's your little update from Ken. Could have the day off today.
Yep, it's possible. They're just not spotted right yet here. I don't think anything crazy is going on. Just not spotted here.
Yeah, so anyway, we've got our first preseason game coming up this Thursday. The Falcons are in town. And, of course, the big news is Jay Cutler signs a one-year contract or will sign a one-year contract with the Miami Dolphins. And his numbers, 139 starts in his career, 208 touchdowns, 146 interceptions. And last year was just, besides injured, was just not a very good year. Shoulder and thumb injuries. Five games, ended up with four touchdowns, five interceptions, and it just ended real ugly in Chicago. So I wouldn't expect anybody to be saying any good thing. Of course, the year before has a real good season, so
yes,
they had him back.
Yep.
And it didn't go real well last year. So, see what he's got left in the tank. You know, Adam Gase will get whatever it is. And I wanted to ask you if you want to get to some text messages here. Whether people wanted Jay Cutler here or not, bottom line is the coach wanted him. And he was clearly the number one choice. And as long as he's all in on him and thinks he can win him games, because that's what this is about. They're trying to patch this together just to get through the year. They wouldn't have brought in Jay Cutler for $10
million. Correct.
So what do you got coming in?
All right, plumbers911.com, text line 56022 if you want to join in. Funny text to start off. This is funny. We went from getting no coverage on NFL Network and ESPN during training camp to getting extensive, exclusive coverage from Davey. That's correct.
Isn't that amazing? You're right.
That's correct. Good text, guys.
It is. That is great. You go. It's hard to find stories on the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden,
we are the hot news button of the NFL right now.
Everybody wants to see what this thing's going to look like and see if there's a train wreck or if there's a real nice story ahead.
Joe, Randy Moss turned it around because, as you said, when you work with the media, things tend to go well. When they used to dislike you, that definitely helps.
You got to agree, though. Look at Chris Carter.
Yeah.
I could go sharp. you could go through all the guys that have done TV, kept their personalities, and people like them, and all of a sudden, good things happen, right?
Yes, correct. And that's basically what's been happening, you know, at least lately. You see these guys get into the media, and as long as you don't do anything stupid, you usually are becoming the darling of the media.
You know, two guys that just can't get in the media at all, two receivers that, I mean, have a lot to say. T.O., one.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know who the second one is? Guy lives here in South Florida, lives in Miami.
Another wide receiver. No, who?
Ocho Cinco.
Wow, you're right. Those guys played together.
Had a really good career.
Yeah.
And
right. Had a reality show for a little while before everything.
As soon as that thing happened with Hard Knocks, he can't find a media job.
No. Happened to some guys, because that would be a guy that I would definitely have on my show, by the way. Ocho Cinco is just a talkative guy. So is T.O. They really are. All right. Here we go. I'm very interested in seeing the relationship between Cutler and the Dolphins receiving corps, as well as the rest of the offensive players, will be positive or negative entering the new NFL season. Cutler doesn't pan out. This will definitely fall on Gase, by the way. Hashtag Jedi.
I agree. I mean, this is his decision.
Correct.
If this thing doesn't work out and it's quarterback play that holds this thing back and it's not productive offensively, it will go back to Adam Gase. That he wanted.
Yeah, no, it'll fall back on him. Yeah, yet we're not looking at it the other way, that if this all turns out great and this team goes 10-6 again and gets into the playoffs.
Oh, no, he gets all the credit.
That's it, exactly. Stop saying he's going to get all the blame.
Don't worry, Gase will get all the credit,
uh-huh.
too.
All right, last one before we get to Jared Payton, by the way, going to join us in this next segment. This is Horn Dog texting in. The thing that everyone is forgetting is that we have a real head coach now. Gase will get it done with Cutler and or more quarterback. Look at what Gase did last year with the roster we had. He basically got us to the playoffs with practice squad players. If Cameron Spreno or Philbin were running this team, we'd be, well, I'm not going to use that word, screwed. We'll be fine. 9-7, 10-6. How about the playoffs?
Well, going to be, see how much better the defense can be, and if they can improve, and you can stay healthy on the O-line, and you can find yourself a guard that you feel comfortable with, and they stay healthy, and that guy at center stays healthy, it will be fun to talk about. We got Jared Payton.
Jared Payton's coming up next.
Great.
Yep.
All right, sounds good. We're going to take a quick break here then so we can get all caught up on everything. Miami Dolphins still in individual drills. If you're on your way out, plenty of time before we get to the juicier stuff in practice. All right. Right now I want to tell you all about your South Florida Chevy dealer and let you know there's 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. And, yes, if you're in the market for a new car, truck, or SUV, you're over your miles, your lease is up, you're getting a lot of calls from a lot of people, make sure you put your South Florida Chevy dealers on that final list. You're going to love what you see. I'm truly. The 2017s and now 2018s are in, and it's never looked better than it is right now. Seriously. Cars, Chevy Malibu, and the Cruze LT, I'll put those two against any car. When you go technology, safety features, great look, and price, are you kidding? Get everything you need. Wait until you see the final price, and that's where you know you've got yourself a winner. Go over to the SUV family, starting with those Tahoes and those loaded LTZs, the Equinox, the Traverse. Man, they're all smoking hot. Silverado trucks, Suburbans, Camaro, Corvette, I can go on and on. But bottom line is this, it's about quality, dependability, and everything that's important to you and your family. That's why they're calling South Florida Chevy dealers the best-looking lots in the history of the Chevrolet family. Stop by one of those 14 dealerships and find out for yourself why so many people are turning to Chevy.
All right, let's get to it. Jay Cutler in the news. Jay Cutler signed as a Miami Dolphin. Jay Cutler, the next quarterback down here in Davie. Not today. We don't see him out here yet today. But let's bring on someone from Chicago who has seen Jay Cutler in the news for the last couple of years. Also, we have to give him his due down here.
Well, that's why we're having him.
One of the Miami
Hurricane
legends.
We connected that Canes thing with that Chicago thing.
He's doing TV. He's doing radio. He's doing blogs. He's doing everything in Chicago. And, Joe, to your like, and he's going to smile at this one too, he's also got a little bit of a coffee business going also, Payton Coffee, which is Joe's favorite thing in the world. He's doing everything, but he's doing our show right now. Jared Payton joins us this morning.
Jared, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Man, it feels so good to be on the airwaves in Miami. And it's just funny to, after the news broke and I started tweeting a little bit, I was like, I'm looking forward to all these calls from Miami talking about Jay Cutler. But, hey, I mean, it is what it is. I didn't think he would have this short of a broadcasting career. He didn't really get a chance to step into the booth, and I think a lot of Bears fans here in Chicago were looking forward to hearing him kind of comment on other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, they're going to have to wait on that one. By the way, you know what, Jared, it's funny. I was thinking last night, he's got $10 million for 1 year plus some easy to get if he can stay healthy and the team plays well. He can get to pick up a couple million more. He's probably not going to make that much in the booth for 5, 6, 7 years anyway, right? So he probably took that into consideration. He's picking up pretty good money as he's in a good situation here. What do you expect from him here, Jared? I'm just curious. What do you think? What guy are we getting here?
Well, it's a difficult situation because, I mean, you look at over his career in Chicago, and one of the biggest things was it was kind of the back and forth with the offensive coordinators here in Chicago, and he never had really had a chance to kind of find himself and get settled. And the only time that he did get settled was when Adam Gase was here in Chicago. So I think for Dolphins fans, you have to be, you know, kind of excited about that because his best statistical career was when Adam Gase was here. And so you hope that he can kind of recreate that in Miami. But, I mean, one of the biggest things is you're getting a guy that has a live arm. And I think everybody in the league knows that. Everybody that's watched him, they know he has all the intangibles he can do, make all the throws. It comes down to the biggest thing, and that's decision-making and making sure that he's not turning the ball over. Turnovers have killed him here in Chicago. But the one thing that you do get is a guy that's tough. Listen, I've been on the fence of, you know, back and forth with Jay Cutler, but I've always been on the side of I was a Jay fan just because of, you know, I didn't buy into all the stuff. And please, people in Miami, don't buy into all the facial expressions and how he looks on the sidelines. The one thing that, of talking with guys that have played with him, they respect him and they like him. And for people in Chicago who always said he wasn't a leader, guys in the locker room believe that he was a leader here in Chicago, and he did it his own way. And maybe not the way that I would expect a quarterback to. And I guess when you look at the guys in the NFL that are super successful at the quarterback position, they all have that leadership quality. And he goes from the top. From when you look at Tom Brady to Aaron Rodgers, these guys, they command respect just by the way that they play. Jay Cutler is still one of those guys that the question mark is still out there, and he's been in the league for a long time, so it's kind of hit or miss. And to be honest, that's what you're getting. It's hit or miss. But offensively, you look at the Dolphins, the way that they're set up, it's probably the best situation, better than any situation that he was in here in Chicago, offensively with the offensive line, also with skill guys and a running game as well. So if Adam Gase can do the one thing that he did here in Chicago to make Jay Cutler successful, that was get the ball out of his hand quick. Don't make him have to jump back right and look and break down everything. The quick passes, get it out of his hand, and that kind of alleviates some of the mistakes and the turnovers. So if they can do that and run the football, I think you're getting an opportunity to have a guy that hopefully can kind of recreate what he had with Adam Gase when he was here in Chicago.
Former Miami Hurricane Jared Payton joining us, doing radio and TV in Chicago about 24 hours a day. Every time I try to talk to him, he's doing.
Oh, he likes making
work.
Money.
Yeah,
he
no,
likes
he's
making
at work.
Money.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's no question.
And he's not making coffee. He's doing TV or radio. That's Jared Payton for you. Jared, so yeah, what quarterback wouldn't want to come into a situation like this when you got Jay Ajayi in the backfield, Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills, Julius Thomas, Anthony Fasano, and like you said, Adam Gase as kind of the quarterback whisperer and the head coach down here? I look at Jay Cutler coming in here and say, whatever he did before, whatever his kind of motionless on the sideline or this and that, he's walking to a pretty good situation here. And realistically down here, you need a guy like a game manager. And if you have something a little more than that, it could be a real successful season for the whole team down here.
Yeah, it could be. I think the hardest thing is having him understand that, listen, you have to manage a game instead of trying to be in a situation where you have to always think you have to win games. And I hope that's the case for Jay, that he's learned over the years of being in Chicago and understand that, listen, you know, this is where I'm at in my career. I mean, before this, he decided to kind of hang it up because the offers weren't there for him. And now he gets an opportunity to be able to come back, have an understanding that, listen, you have a lot of these guys around you. Make sure you get the ball in their hands, in these playmakers' hands, and you don't have to be Superman. That's the greatest part. And, you know, when Jay came to Chicago, it was a situation where the Bears were in a mode where the defense was still good. You had Urlacher here. You had Briggs here. It was all about finding that next piece in the quarterback position to be able to be successful and go for a run for a title. And then after things started breaking down with that defense, and offensively there weren't the weapons there, Jay was actually trying to do too much here in Chicago. And, you know, you ask people, I'll tell you this. I've lived in this city all my life. Man, you bring up Jay Cutler's name in the Chicago area, I mean, get ready for a conversation, an argument. I mean, here in Chicago, it's either you love him or you hate him. And a lot of time people were looking forward to shipping him out of town. I had somebody on my TV show last night that was talking about that, you know, they wish that he was actually still here to be that bridge quarterback for Mitchell Trubisky. So, I mean, there's still some people here in Chicago that truly respect him and love him. There's also some people that hate him. But I think that's what you're getting with Jay Cutler, a guy that you don't really know what you're going to get. You just have to wait and see until he gets onto the football field.
Jerry, sounds like we've gone through that a little bit down here, that 50-50 with Ryan Tannehill, so we're familiar with that. Hey, Jerry, this is a selfish question. How's he with the media? How were things with he and the media overall?
He wasn't that open. I mean, it was kind of give or take.
Okay. I'll tell you this.
I'm not a part of the organization, but I'm as close as you're going to get with my family ties, right? And so I'm around.
Pretty good, yeah.
I basically talked to Jay Cutler one time that had a conversation with him, and that was right when he was signed here in Chicago at an event. And then the rest of the years, I never had a conversation with him. So, I mean, I kind of talked to a lot of different guys in the organization, especially, you know, my Miami guys that are here, like Pat O'Donnell and Deion Bush and guys like that. But, yeah, it was just a weird thing. He kind of keeps to himself. But that's the one thing where people want – we expect our quarterbacks to be vocal and to be out there and to be talking. And that's the thing that I had to understand about Jay. Like, that that's not his thing. He wants to play football, and I get that with him. He did a lot of charity work here in Chicago. He didn't publicize it, wasn't in the media a lot, didn't want that stuff. He did a lot of good stuff behind the scenes, just wants to play football, and hopefully that this is that opportunity for him to be back in the league and be able to show what he can do, because what him and Adam Gase put together here in Chicago, we were hoping that year two of their relationship, it was going to be unbelievable. Injuries crept in with Jay, but, I mean, it was something special to watch him, you know, especially with the turnovers, cut it down from just 11, you know what I mean? That was 7 down from the year before. That's what you want to see, and so hopefully that can kind of play itself out in Miami, because I know what you guys going with Tannehill and the conversation. Just times that by 10 here in Chicago while Jay was here.
Yeah. No, I got you. I got you. The passion is Chicago fans. Jared, how was he with his receivers overall? How was that relationship?
I don't think he has a big issue. I mean, the only time that we really started to hear it a little bit was when Brandon Marshall was here. But
we had that. That doesn't count. We had that with Brandon Marshall.
But you know that relationship anyway with Jay and Brandon, that those guys always were going back and forth. But it seems like the guys that he was around in the locker room with the receivers, they respected him. You know, I think it can go 50-50. There were some probably guys in the locker room that didn't maybe like the way that, you know, he was turning the ball over, this and that. But, you know, he's a guy that wants to play football. And, he gives you an opportunity to win, but he also gives you that opportunity to throw it away at the end of the game as well. So I'm praying for my Miami fans down there that the interceptions are cut down and limited, okay?
Us too.
Yeah, no, we're with you. Boy, I'll tell you what, having Jared on today, you can feel some of the South Florida still in
that's
the guy
right,
down
that's
here.
Right.
Hey, speaking of that, Jared, what are you thinking about that Canes team and Mark Richt taking over and the job he's done already?
Man, I love Mark, man. He's a passionate dude. He was just here in Chicago not too long ago. I received a University of Miami Chicago chapter alumni award, and he was actually there. He comes down, brings coaches down. It was awesome. It was awesome for him to be here. But just our conversation of how passionate he is, and he understands, you know, what it takes to be able to bring it back, and we're starting to see that now. And to see even some of my old teammates and then former guys who I grew up watching back at the U, bringing back that culture, and it's there. You can feel it. You can feel that something special is on the horizon. And it took to bring somebody into the program that's been there before.
Yeah.
Mark's been there before. He knows what the culture is. He understands it. He's putting his twist on it. He's not trying to do the same thing, but he's trying to kind of bring it back in pieces. And I love what we got going on. It feels good. And I get an opportunity to go to a couple games this year. So I'm super excited to be around the guys, to be around the team, and, you know, following guys like DJ Williams and Antrell Roll and Brett Romberg and my guys, man, they're bringing back, they're reliving the history.
Yep.
And they're really showing these young guys what it took and what came before them. And I think that's kind of the biggest issue is this day and age we live in with these youngsters coming out, man, they live on Twitter and Instagram and they got thousands of followers. But sometimes they don't kind of go back and look at the guys that came before them. And when I came in 1999, I went back and looked at those national championship teams and looked at guys and studied guys like Ray Lewis and Edgerrin James, and I knew what it was all about. And I never wanted to let them down because I always knew that they were watching. That was the feeling that we had. We got to get that feeling back, and I feel like it's coming back with Coach Rick. He's bringing it back and what it means to be a Miami Hurricane and the passion and what it means to wear that U on the side of the helmet. It's not just there to kind of look cool and walk around campus. These guys are understanding now. They're putting in the hard work, understanding the guys that came before them and what that U means. And so I'm excited to see what the future holds, and I'm excited to see what 2017 holds for this team. And I'm just jacked up that I get a chance.
Boy, you are. Man, did we hit your passionate button today.
Boy,
did we hit your –
I'm so sorry. It's something that's in me, man. I wouldn't change anything. People all the time ask me, they go, if you would have known that you were going to be in a running back room with Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, and Frank Gore, and I had opportunities, you guys, to go back to the Midwest and the Big Ten. Like, people wanted me to come back to get out of that situation, and I'm glad that I didn't because it taught me so much about being a man, about what it means to work hard. And I learned something from each one of those guys. And so I wouldn't change it for the world. And just the other day, Josh Bellamy, a Bears wide receiver, saw me. And I go, hey, man, thanks for wearing my dad's jersey. Because on the day that they were reporting, he had my dad's 34 on. I go, that's my pops' jersey. He goes, you Jared Payton? Oh, man, you went to the U? And I was like, dude, This is why I stayed. He goes, man, I watched you back in the day. It doesn't matter to me what my stats were, the fact that I had a chance to beat Florida State 2 times in 1 year, and that's my legacy, man, I'll take that over anything. It doesn't matter what starting, what I had a chance to do that 2 times in 1 year, and to cap it off with that Orange Bowl MVP, man, that was the icing on the cake.
Hey, well, I was going to ask you about your coffee, man, because that gets me all passionate here. I love coffee now. Now listen, where are you getting your coffee bean from before? Because that's important as a guy that drinks 60 to 70 ounces of coffee every day. And I've got a wife that's almost as bad. So how good is it?
The beans are from all over the place. It's cool because we work with Papa Nicholas. They're from Chicago. They've been in Chicago area for a long time, a family brand. And so they came in and basically, you know, kind of helped us kind of get this thing off the ground. But we're in 190 Jewel Osco's here in Chicago, so we're looking forward to maybe branding into the state of Florida. We're really looking. I want to get it in the state of Florida. I just need somebody to help me. So if anybody's listening, find me on Twitter. We got to make this happen so Joe can have his coffee, man.
We got to get that going.
Peyton Sun. That's right. S-O-S-S-U-N. Yes.
Real quick. Zach hit me up yesterday. Did I read that there's congratulations in order? Am I mistaken?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't even talked about that.
Yes, I did. My wife did one of those fancy reveal like kind of parties at the house Saturday night. My wife got on the phone with the doctor about a week and a half ago, man. And the doctor was about to say the sex of my child. And my wife goes, I don't want to know. Put her on the phone with her best friend. The best friend was the only person to know at that point. She told our other friend that's like a baker They baked us this huge white cake on Saturday night in front of my parents and her parents and all of our friends and family. My wife cut into the cake, and blue M&Ms flew out of the cake. I'm having a baby boy.
Are you public with all this?
You know what? I am. I said it the other day on social media. That's how Jared saw it. But I'm coming out today, and I am having a baby boy, yes. And Jared saw the pictures and the video.
Oh, that's awesome. What?
It was pretty cool. It was an awesome night. It was something I had no idea. I didn't know about what a reveal party was or any of that stuff. I had no idea. But I will tell you this. My reaction when blue M&Ms flew out of that cake was, holy moly, not only am I a dad, but I'm going to have a boy.
Yeah, that's
it's the greatest thing on the planet, man. I have two. I have a 5-year-old, and I have a baby girl who's 15 months. And I'll tell you, there's no touchdown, no 100-yard game, no national championship could ever contend with having a little one. So I look forward to watching your little boy grow, and make sure you post a lot of pictures once he's born, man. I got to make sure that's a cool thing. My son has a Twitter account. He's at Peyton's son, but S-O-N. And I'll tell you what. Listen, he's got over 1,000 followers. I don't want him. If he doesn't touch a football in his life, I'm cool with it. But, you guys, he is a special athlete, and baseball is his sport, so we're looking forward to getting that guaranteed money once he gets
I told my wife funny. Basketball, baseball, or golf, guaranteed money. That's where we're going. We're not going football. That's it.
Hey, yeah, Jared,
man, so appreciate you guys, man.
Hey, man, it's great talking to you. Really appreciate you coming on today. It was great. I think we got to do this more often, man.
Yeah.
You got me all fired up to like sprint down to Coral Gables, not even wait for the car, just run down there. Thank you.
All right. Well, anytime, guys, just let me know, all right?
All right.
Jared Peyton, at Peyton's son, S-U-N, Peyton's son on Twitter, and at Peyton Coffee. If you want to learn more about what's going on with that coffee, I knew that would be intriguing to you about the fact that Jared's got a coffee company now, basically.
How about, I guess we're going public, man. I was kind of waiting.
I know. It's not like I wasn't going to say anything.
Like if you and the wife talked about coming out.
Listen,
she posted it
on social media, so it's out there for the world.
I'm not a social media.
And I posted just a picture of me, my mom, my dad, my brother, and my wife with the It's a Boy balloon. And Jared saw it.
Big,
so,
man.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about that. Dolphins practicing right now. Little team drill. We'll have a lot more coming up from Dolphins training camp right after this. Stay with us.
All right, so listen, training camp coverage doesn't just end today, okay? It doesn't end after us. For those of you coming out to training camp in Davie today, don't forget, stop by off at, for lunch, Twin Peaks University at 5:97 a.m. today. By the way, it's going kind of unnoticed today because we don't do this a lot and we don't, you know, do this kind of self-promotion a lot, but if my sources are correct, and you know sometimes they are, I believe it's Hollywood's birthday today.
Is it really?
Hollywood, is this correct?
Oh, man.
No, that is not correct.
It's not your birthday today?
No, it's not. My birthday's in December.
Okay, well, tell Alex Solano that he shouldn't send me direct messages.
I don't know where you
DQ's
got that
birthday.
From.
How are your sources
Alex
today?
Solano, our guy sitting next to you. Send me, it's DQ's birthday if you want to give him a quick shout out.
It's DQ's birthday.
Yeah, I'm not DQ, bro.
Oh, whatever. DQ, Hollywood, all the Dannys in the back. I don't even know anymore. So my source was right. It was one of the Dannys' birthdays.
Oh, that's why DQ. We may not see him for a week.
Oh, that's why he's off these couple days. I didn't realize it.
When
I thought
hell?
These were sick days.
I was going to tell you, like, Zach, you pulled a Joe.
I did. I
you
read
said,
it wrong. DQ's
said, dude,
birthday.
That's,
it says, Solano was right. It
Hollywood,
says DQ
say hi to
on there.
Zach. He thought you were DQ for
you
all
know
morning.
What? I'm done with my sources.
Well, listen, don't be done with the text messages.
I'm done.
No, you can't. We got a few minutes left.
Alex
want to
is
get
right.
To everything.
I threw him under the bus. Awesome stuff.
You are too much, man.
Unbelievable. I'm all shook now. I can't even get the text messages up. I'm glad my internet's down.
Oh, man, you are beautiful.
I'm just going to go right into the text messages. Plumbers911.com text line. Sorry for ripping you, Alex. It is DQ's birthday. And since DQ's not here, I'm not even wishing him a happy birthday. How about that? I think the color signing was a good idea, and I don't want to be that negative guy. But I just like playing devil's advocate for a moment. You spoke about him coming down in basically an ideal situation with our offense. But didn't he play on an offense with Marshall, Jeffries, Forte, Bennett, Hester, etc.? Just trying to realistically manage my expectations.
No, that was remember that team was supposed to be really good. And that team, well, the Dolphins played them that year. Remember the Dolphins
yes.
beat them. And that's where Brandon Marshall went off in the locker room on everybody and was screaming at everybody. And we go, hey, Brandon,
he
hasn't changed.
A football like when they play when the Dolphins played Chicago back in the day? Didn't he throw, like throw a football Cutler at the sideline or something like that?
I don't know. He threw some temper tantrums down here that were legendary. Yeah, but he's changed.
All right, on the Jared Payton interview, awesome interview, guys, especially when the UM Pride came out at the end. You saw him glowing through the phone line.
He said it didn't bother him, everything, and this is why.
How about that running backs room he was in? McGahee, Portis, Frank Gore? What?
When he said 99, that was, you could do the math on that and go, oh, yeah, that was a damn good group of guys. And sticking it out and everything else. Boy, he is a proud Cane. Makes you feel good, man, to see those guys.
We said earlier that Wake and Sue weren't out here at practice today. They might have the day off or not. And someone texted in, you think Wake and Sue and the boys want to talk attitude adjustments with Cutler early this morning before he gets in. By the way, I did see a video on Twitter that Jay Cutler was coming into MIA, came off the plane. So I'm assuming he now is in South Florida.
Well, somebody will have it.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Well, someone did have it. I saw
somebody
video.
Locally.
Yep. So there is video of Jay Cutler now
being
here.
It begins and
just got a text message from my dad saying read the text beforehand before you read them out loud. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate you just throwing.
Is that what the old man said? Oh, yeah. That's
good stuff, Dad. Appreciate that.
That's good. That's.
I'll never forget Jarrett's TD run following his father's death. He was never considered one of the UM greats, but that is one of my most memorable rushes in UM history. The touchdown.
Well, let me tell you, that rushy was good. That was very impressive. What he. You know what? How about that, having your dad as one of the four or five greatest running backs.
And you're playing that position
of all time, sweetness. And
I mean, think about that.
And he was raised around that team.
Yeah.
I mean, he was around it and had a father that was just – you want to talk about a highlight reel of unbelievable
sweetness.
Runs.
Sweetness, Joe.
You just look at some of the great runs that he made bouncing off guys and more guys. He's got – they show his highlights sometimes. Barry Sanders, another one. Those cutback runs where it looked like
ridiculous.
Nothing's there and made guys miss. Just
special,
made guys
Joe.
Look bad.
There's
like
a lot of special guys.
Those called they breaking ankle runs.
Yeah, that's exactly
just
what it
made
was.
Guys look real, real bad.
Thank you for saving my pen there. Adam Gase has more credibility than Philbin, Bowles, Cameron, Carpenter. I trust his decision-making better than all of them combined. Happy about the Cutler signing.
I would agree.
Yep.
Much more prepared now and last year to be a head football coach. As far as all the different skills that we've seen and things that he's done and been able to do, I think that's why a lot of the local articles have been, if that's who this coach wants, he should have his guy.
Someone on text machine, also the plumbers911.com, text line 56022, said it looked like Fort Lauderdale Airport, not MIA, so maybe he's closer to Davie than we thought. Well, if that is the case, and he's only about 5 minutes out. If he did fly into
Fort
Lauderdale.
So wait a sec. Is it MIA they're saying he came into or Fort Lauderdale?
Someone said it looked like FLL. I didn't see the actual name of the airport. I just saw the video. So maybe he is in Fort Lauderdale. Maybe he's closer. Maybe he's here at camp if he landed 25 minutes ago.
We've got people staked out from some of these TV stations. Told me at Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
And the private airport.
That Hollywood, is it Hollywood Executive?
No,
it is?
it's not.
Opa-locka?
Opa-locka.
That's what it is.
Over
you're
there.
Right. You're right.
It's where everybody flies.
Someone said Marshall did toss a football on the sideline to Cutler. It was Monday Night Football. He got a 15-yard penalty, and the Dolphins lost that game 22-0. That's what you get when you bring up something and someone knows more than you do. They will give you the exact details on that. Brandon Marshall also on Twitter invited Jay Cutler to stay in his house here in Fort Lauderdale when he's with the Dolphins. He could rent it from him. That's kind of funny.
Is that where the knife fight took place, Brandon Marshall's knife fight, where he and the wife got?
I believe so,
did he
yes.
keep that house, or did they get a fresh house?
I don't know. I think that house is still intact at that point.
Someone
said, get Brandon Marshall on your show.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
We'll put a request in through the Giants and see how that works out.
That's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen if someone's really asking for us to do that. Brandon Marshall's not coming on the radio. Have Jared on more. Great insight on Fry Baby Cutler. The Dolphins, the greatest running back of all time, and our beloved Canes right there.
Boy, he was almost like, are you going to ask me about the Canes,
when
man?
You brought it up, I felt like at that point he, like, turned the on button on. Like the super turbo, you know, coffee button on at that point. How about the coffee thing there? I knew that you wouldn't be intrigued by that. Peyton
I'm not used to guys younger liking coffee. A lot of guys in their 30s still don't like coffee that I know.
That's it. Kajana Carter just texted me and said, I'm an idiot. I should read the text before I go on to the air.
Kajana even let you have it?
Thanks, Kajana. Appreciate that one.
Even Kajana Carter's taking shots at you.
Yeah, you know we're going to do at that point. Let's just get updated on the poll so I can shut up. Hollywood, not your birthday. Tell us more about
the poll. Well, you carried on about that, and you know, I had to tell you that's Hollywood, not DQ. All right.
Yeah, we're actually separate people.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was one Danny, and you guys were like Transformers.
All right, we asked on Twitter, at Joe Rose Show, we asked, where do you come out on the Jay Cutler signing? And 41%, we've got almost 900 votes now, 41% say the team is better for it, 37% say nothing changes, and 22% say we took a step back. And today's Twitter poll is brought to you by Mardi Gras Casino,
where it's always a party, and of course, got a big poker tournament at the end of the month. It's good stuff.
Yep.
Hollywood's been really quiet. You want to talk about a hungover dude? Apparently, he can't put his big boy pants on to go to Vegas and drink with the guys for a few days.
Hollywood, why was it such a long – you guys took a long trip to Vegas. Normally, it's like a two-night or three-nighter. You guys seem like you're out there for like five nights.
Yeah, we went early Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Hollywood, did you guys go to a strip club when you were in Vegas or not?
No, we did not.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly, no.
Blink twice if you're lying.
You guys can't see me, though.
I know, because I think you're lying.
You're telling me some of your married friends didn't have an itch to go to a strip club?
Well, Joe, what they did, I don't know what they did, but I didn't go. I stayed home.
See, now already the story's changing a little bit.
I thought you liked going to strip clubs.
No, Joe, you have the wrong guy.
Oh, no. Now you're all serious about the whole thing. Hey, well, listen.
Well done, Hollywood.
We're
I heard you liked them, though.
I love them. I was a big Federal Highway fan between Sunrise and Commercial. There was a couple of good ones up there in the day. I don't even know if they're still there. Is Pure Platinum still around?
I think it is, yeah. Wow.
That place. I fell in love with a girl.
Really? You were in love with a stripper?
A girl told me that I went in there, and it was just after out of a marriage, and the first girl I met, you know, on a rebound, a little bit of a rebound, I met a stripper.
I like how the people just barely
hearing us. Yeah. I always crack up when somebody says I'm in love with a stripper.
Well, you just got to be careful when you go in there because they'll take you for the money.
Well, what a throw and catch there.
Yeah, right
Devontae
in front of
Parker
us.
In the back of the end zone.
I think Jay Cutler's smiling in the background looking at Devontae Parker and Jarvis
Devontae
Landry.
Parker is in a red jersey. Does that mean he's playing? I don't know what that means.
That's not good, right?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one thing. We're getting out of here. We're done.
Yeah, head over to Twin Peaks if you're coming down to training camp or if you're here right now and go see Big O. You get a nice ice-cold beer starting at 11 a.m.
Get a salad and see Big O.
Or some of their great food there. You don't necessarily just need to get a salad.
And if you don't want to see Big O, you don't have to. Just go get the food.
That's true also, yes.
Salad.
But he will be there.
I want to thank our man Joe Shad. He was bringing it today.
Joe Shad brought it. He was stuck in traffic for a while.
The Palm Beach Post bosses up there in Palm Beach. You got a good one in Joe Shad.
Well done with Joe Shad. Thanks to Jared Payton also. Tuan Russell came on with us for a couple minutes. Another big show out here tomorrow.
Palm Beach Post.
From Dolphins camp.
I know all this market. Our market's a little tight right now and stuff, but – Joe could use a little 10 or 15% raise if you don't mind. He's putting in the effort or at least up his expense money or something. Help him out. Anyway, we're out of here.
Unsolicited, not from Joe Shad, just from us.
The Big O Show's coming up next. Have a great day, everybody.
No portion of this program may...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.